So in the gospel today, the Jews are about to stone Jesus for making himself equal to his father. And Jesus says, why are you going to stone me? For what good works are you going to stone me for? And he said, they said they're not going to stone him for his good works, but because he is making himself equal to God. And so Jesus shows us all these good works. He comes to save us. He comes to suffer for us, to teach us everything. And he's healed us, and he's shown us so many works of his mercy and his love for us. He's done everything for us, coming out from his throne on heaven to save us, to lay down his life for us, to suffer for us. So he's done all these good works for us, and to prove his divinity, but also to prove his love for us. And what do we do? What do we do in return for that? What more do we want from God? What more do we want from God? Well, the truth is, we want everything. We want unlimited happiness. We want happiness now. We want perfect joy. We want everything. We don't want any suffering or hardships. We want ease. We want joy unending. We want heaven on earth. We want our cake and eat it too. We want everything today. That's the way we are. And yet that's not right. That's not just. We are sinners. We have sinned, and we must make some reparation for our sins, including the mercy of God. We still must make some reparation for our sins. We must live a holy life. We must turn back to God. We must do all that we can. We must give our life in return for what Jesus has done for us. We must do good works. We must turn our entire life over to our Lord. Our Lord has done all these works for us, and we must do all that we can in return to him for what he has done. So this is what we must do. Our Lord promises us eternal life, an eternal life that we don't deserve. We don't deserve heaven, but he holds it out to us, and we must. But it wouldn't be right for him just to hand it to us without any return, without us making some amends, without us making acts of love for him. Otherwise, it would be a selfish thing, a grasping thing. I want all this, and yet I don't want to do anything back. So we must give our hearts to him. We must love our Lord, and that love is the return that he asks for. He who has loved us, we must love him in return, and this is our only payment, our only. All that God asks for us is our entire life, the love of our hearts. So let us do that in return for all he's done for us.